Hebrews 10:24 says, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Amen. How do you do that? Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. It's Hebrews 10:24 or 25 if you're taking notes. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. Well, I'm just going to watch at home. That's the manner of some. But God says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Don't forsake it. He wants you to do it. It's a commandment. And it's to provoke one another to love and to good works. It says, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. It's not so much the less,
right,
as
yeah,
the internet helps us to stay home and right, eat chips off our chest. Okay? Or to eat a tub of ice cream while you're watching sermons. You know, it's not so you can fold laundry while you're listening to a sermon online. That's not going to church.
Right.
That's not assembling yourself together.
Right.
He says so much the more. Are we supposed to go to church more as the day approaches, or are we supposed to go less?
More.
More.
Yeah, right.
And so, look, this is a good church.
Amen.
Show up for
yeah,
it. Get involved. Get all the way in, not halfway in. No, you know, a halfway Christian is really, you know, I mean, you're missing out on half of the blessings of your life.
Yeah.
Be here. Be involved. You know, how are you going to exhort your brethren to love and good works if you're not even here? Maybe there was a person that you were going to encourage, but they said, well, hey, well, so-and-so missed church. You know, I guess it's not a big deal if I'm here either. That's discouraging to someone else.
Yeah.
You know, be here. I mean, obviously there's times that when you got to miss, you know, and I understand that, but I'm just saying, if you can be here, be here.